Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good morning and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tantalk Radio Network. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, and the radio show where you can find help and hope. And with us today, I have, as always, my sidekick, my best friend.
I'm busy.
And my co-host. We're having some troubles in here, Peter. And my co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hi. Good to be here. Have to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
To our friend Bernie.
Oh, happy birthday, Bernie.
And she's in Kenora with her mother and her granddaughter. Thank you, Mrs. Morrison, for giving us Bernie. And I hope you have a good day.
Yes, happy birthday. Oh, how old is her mother?
96.
Her mom started complaining a couple months ago when she goes out to the mailbox. All she gets is, like, coupons and bills. So Bernie contacted us, and I started sending some cards, and Lynn started sending some cards, and some other people I know started sending some cards. So a couple weeks ago, she sends us a phone. She's got like 20 cards all over her, and she has her big hat on. She's all dressed up, her mom. You know, it's just so wonderful. It's such an easy thing to do.
Very nice.
Fabulous lady.
Yeah, card. Well, I'm a
card
girl.
She's a fabulous lady, except when she marched Bernie and I into the principal's office in high school.
Why? What did you do?
Some reason we didn't get to school that afternoon.
You didn't get to school?
No, and her mother came to pick us up.
Oh!
And we're not telling you this story, but it all turned out okay.
Okay. I'm happy. That's good. So it's been a busy week this week. I spoke at the Guardian Breakfast about the Eden Alternative. You know how I love the Eden Alternative and all those great models for Eden Alternative is about person-centered care, which I think is really important. So, that was all good. I want to mention our fabulous producer on the boards, Mr. Peter Blake, extraordinaire.
What's going on, ladies? How you doing?
We're doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're getting ready to talk sports today from 3 to 6. It's the Sports Web, the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you our own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. On the Tantalk Sports Network, WTAN 106.1 FM and 1340 AM, we'll be talking about the new stadium situation, Blake Snell making the All-Star game, you have the Tampa Bay Lightning signing Nikita Kucherov, and the NFL only a couple weeks away from Buccaneer training camp. 727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340. If you're listening online, TantalkNetwork.com, Tantalk1340.com, and of course, if you got one of those handy-dandy smartphones, make sure you download the TuneIn radio app. Look for the Tantalk Radio Network to hear this show along with all the fine shows on this radio station. It's the Sports Web, the evolution of sports talk radio. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Did he just give you something to think about?
Yes, always.
This guy is on fire. You know, when he leaves the station, he has to go out the fire exit.
Thank you.
He's just something else. He was just showing me a video where he was working out in the gym the other day. I don't even know how the heck he does it. His arms are like, yeah! I don't know how he does it, but it's all good.
Getting big.
Keep doing it.
And we also have special guests on the show today. We have Mary Jo McGuire from Palm Garden.
Thank you. Welcome
to the show. And we have a good friend here, Laura Pernod from Martin Courts. You've been on with us a couple times here, so it's good. It's good that you're back.
It's great to be back. I had a blast last time, so looking forward to again.
It's all good. And I want to give a shout out to our most recent listeners. We have Pat in Maine.
Oh.
Hi, Pat. We have Catherine in Ocala, and we have Joe from New York City.
Boy, we're spreading the news.
We're getting around. Every time I say New York City, it makes me just think New York City because I'm going to be there in a couple weeks. weeks.
Yay.
I can't wait.
Nah.
I'm with my daughter and my granddaughter, my granddaughter's friend, and we just got tickets to Hello Dolly with Bette Midler.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. So that's all going to be good. So we didn't get a tip this week from the Pinellas County Police Department, but I want to repeat the tip that we got last week because I think it's really important.
It's the best tip ever.
Yeah, for anybody that didn't hear it last week or for any new listeners or for anybody that wasn't paying attention too good. But the tip is when you go to bed at night, take your car keys and put them on the night table next to you. So God forbid you hear someone trying to break into your house or something, you can just put the alarm button on your car and the alarm will start ringing. It's a very easy thing, especially in the night. You know, if I hear a car ringing, I'm going to go up and go to my window and at least look out. And it's a pretty simple thing if you don't have any kind of alarm system on your house.
It's fabulous.
I think it's a great thing. So just think about that. That's just a little thing that can help you take care of yourself. And the other thing, too, I'm going to remind you, which we all do because it happened to me the other day, too, is lock your doors even when you're in the house. The other day, Lynn came over the house. Yes. I was upstairs in my bedroom. I didn't know she was there. She was actually working on my computer, and I didn't even know
stealing all the secrets. She only heard the toilet flush, and she went, that's what's right, down there.
Yeah. Somebody using my toilet. So it's all good, so think about that. So today we want to talk about a couple different things. Palm Garden is one of our newest sponsors, which we are very excited about.
Yes.
They just got a little 5-star rating, which I'll let Mary Jo tell us about. But we had a lot of conversation a couple of weeks ago with Palm Garden, and a lot of our listeners were very happy to get the information because most of my listeners do not know that there's a choice of where you go into rehab. You'll be in the hospital, and the doctor just, or whatever, they go, this is where you're going.
You're absolutely right. And it's really important for people to be the advocate for their loved ones who have to go into rehab. And I always tell them the best thing to do is tour the places. See how they look. See how the residents there look. Are they well cared for? Is the staff happy?
Yep.
Does it smell good? And if you see those things, then you're going to feel better about having your loved one there. And the more active the caregiver is in that process, the better the outcomes.
Of course.
What I think is the best, that you can visit 24/7, right?
Absolutely. Now, we do lock our doors.
Yeah, right. Well.
So we do.
Or you have your car alarm.
We have our car alarms. But, you know, calling ahead, we can help get you in those doorways.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is a difficult time for everyone. And to be able to visit when you feel the need and
or they feel
or
the
maybe
need
they need you there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the other wonderful things that we learned that day was that God forbid something happens to the caregiver and the caregiver has to go in rehab, they can bring their loved one with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's huge. And people just don't know about that. You know, your loved one, you're in a little trauma already because your loved one's in the hospital. Now you find out that they have to go into rehab, so now we have a little bit more trauma on top of it. And you don't know where to go, and whatever they tell you on the piece of paper, you just take it and you go. So once again, we're going to talk about what we always talk about is preparation. I hope I never have to go into rehab in my life, but if I do, I'm going to know where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing.
The other thing when you talk about caregivers and being there with your loved one, sometimes what I like to tell people is that we have outpatient therapy also.
Right.
So you're the caregiver and you're starting to feel weaker. It's harder and harder to take care of mom. Now it's the time to get you feeling better. Make sure that we are prepared for the long run. And Palm Gardens does offer outpatient therapy. We do have Medicare, of course, and we have a variety of insurances that we cover, too. So.
And okay, so and what is your position actually there?
I'm the director of rehab at Palm Garden of Largo.
Okay, and tell our listeners why you think Palm Garden is the bomb and what makes it different.
I've been there coming on 12 years, so I better like it.
Yeah, you know? And I'll tell you, every time I go in there, most of the people have been there quite a while, and that's a big deal to me.
We have a lot of longevity, we do. And as you mentioned, we're a 5-star facility. We have a lot of specialty programs, like the Big and Loud program, which is designed specifically for Parkinson's patients and other neurological conditions. We have.
Can you explain what that big and loud is, please?
I can. It's the Lee Silverman program, and it started out mostly as a speech therapy program. If you've known people who have Parkinson's, one of the things that happens is their voice tends to get softer and softer and less intonation, and it helps them to be able to express themselves better. A good story on that is we had a gentleman years ago who came in, and his wife was from Boston. I assumed he would have a Boston accent also,
right.
But I couldn't hear him. He went through the Lee Silverman Big and Loud program, and I'm doing my thing. I didn't see him for a few weeks, and I see him. He had a brogue.
Oh, my goodness.
He was from Ireland. I didn't even know.
People.
And his, and one of his things was he was about to go into the hospital for surgery, and he wanted to be sure he could make his needs known. So he came in, went through this program, and had voice enough to be able to express his needs when he went in for surgery.
That's common
it was
with
huge.
Parkinson, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. It's part of the process, yeah. So if you can learn to be loud enough to be understood, it makes a whole difference in your life. So,
yeah.
And then the big part of it, that's the loud part. The big part is to learn bigger steps and bigger movements, because again, as you think about Parkinson's, it's a kind of a collapsing in on yourself. So if you can be trained for the bigger movements, it allows better balance and mobility.
You know, my brother was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's. My brother's the youngest of the family.
57.
And he called me yesterday, and he said, I haven't gone to work in a couple of days. Part of my side is numb. And he said, I'm starting to get sad. I think this disease is getting to me, Linda. And it kills me. So I want to know as much as I know about, so that I can pass this on to his wife and to him about the different things they can do.
Yeah.
Because it's a terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing.
Okay, so I'm going to learn some stuff, David, and we're going to get you together. Sorry, so that's the one program, because I interrupted you to explain that. What else do you have there?
Well, thanks, and keep interrupting. It makes me a little calmer.
So. We're easy. I'm crying.
Laura's on fire with the lights.
I'll
have to fix that.
Well, one of the other things is that we have some wonderful equipment. Palm Gardens was brought back to its original glory in a way. We have been all remodeled, and the therapy equipment is her equipment. Yeah, and we have an Alter G, which is the treadmill that is anti-gravity. You may have seen some advertisement for it with LeBron James. Ours is a smaller version than LeBron has.
But, he's a big boy.
But what it does is you get into a chamber that fills with air. So it lifts you up so that you can do more treadmill work without pressure through your joints.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's one.
Can
it
we
is
try
wonderful.
It if we go?
We'll give you a demonstration for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to go and I need to know about this stuff.
Absolutely.
Our listeners need to know about this stuff, because things that come, wonderful things are happening every day in a lot of different places. If you don't know about it, you know, you can't get to it.
You're right. And of course, the biggest thing that I think we have is the loving and caring staff that we have. The other story I like to tell is years ago. This was about three or four years ago. We had a woman who came in who had been alone in her house for years. She had Meals on Wheels, and she was functioning, but all she had for connection with people was what she saw on TV.
Yeah.
And she came to our facility. She was frightened, and I remember her saying to me after she had been there just a few days, I didn't know there were so many nice people back still in the world.
Oh, especially
you know?
She's just watching TV.
Yeah. All you see is the negatives. And really, I'm very proud of the people I work with. I am blessed to work with a fantastic staff.
I think we're very blessed, this whole Tampa Bay community, to be surrounded by professionals that want to make a difference.
Absolutely.
To have choices that we have, to have education. And that's why I love Arden Courts, too, because Arden Courts is another place where people work there a long time. That means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not want to refer a rehab or a memory care place or a home health care company or whatever it is. And I haven't seen them recently, because if I'm away for a year and I'm not a regular person there, they can change the staff, they could change the management, they could change anything, and then maybe I really wouldn't want to refer that place. But when I go to places and I partner with people that I know have been around a long time, mm-hmm. I mean, that's huge. Mm-hmm. You guys just celebrated a big anniversary, yes. didn't you? And you're having yes. one. The yeah. other one's having one, too. Tell us about yeah. that.
Well, in June, we celebrated our 20th
what's going on with
anniversary.
This. You don't have to have them on. You okay. can still.
And that was a blast. So in 1998, our building was constructed from a... once was Orange Grove.
Yes, it was.
A lot of
yes.
Seminole.
By my Publix.
Okay.
The old
right?
Publix.
The Publix right behind us, yes.
Everybody's got their own.
Yes. But it's been 25 years in design, in the making and research, and all of the art and courts are a single-level community, which is, you know, tremendous benefit, I think, for those that are living with Alzheimer's and yeah. related dementias.
And can get outside.
They can get outside. And that's one of the things that you see a lot now, where buildings are 3 or 4 or 5 stories, and they might have people that are living with these diseases up on the fourth
exactly.
floor,
yep.
and they don't have an opportunity to go outside until the staff is available to take them out.
If they are available.
Yeah, well, that... And so here they have 12 doors that they can go in and out of throughout the
12?
Day.
12? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Into a very expansive courtyard. It's not a small courtyard, but it's an expansive courtyard with lots of trees and gazebos and sitting areas and, you know, opportunities for, you know, hydration and, you know, families sitting outside and enjoying the time with their loved ones.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to be locked in looking out yeah. the window? And you know what really kills me is... You'll find a community that's just, let's say it's an assisted living community, and all of a sudden, oh, and we're memory care, too.
Yes.
So we made floor 3 a lockdown unit, and we're memory
yes.
care.
Yeah.
That's not where you want to go, guys.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things when you look at it. It's 25 years ago they came up with this design.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
And it holds
it works.
Its value very well. It works, and people love the opportunity just to be able to come and go and feel the freedom like you and I would have every day to come and go as we please, but they're still in a safe and secure
right.
environment.
And everyone is the same.
Yes.
No matter what state, what town, they all, you could move your loved one.
Every community. You could move
oh, yes.
them from Ohio to
yes.
Florida, and maybe they wouldn't even know they moved.
And that's the other thing that they did, too. That's a very good point, is that they branded
that's
alike.
Fabulous. Yeah.
So when you go into one community, or, for example, if we have our community and we don't have any room available, and maybe one of our sister communities does have availability, we can guest them at their facility, and when they go in there, it's going to look the same. The only difference are the people,
right.
obviously, but you're going to
yeah.
have kind and loving and gentle people. It,
right.
it takes that to do this kind of work, and
yes.
whether,
right.
you know, if you're in rehab or skilled, independent, any kind of healthcare, I think you have to have a very loving, kind, and gentle heart.
Yeah.
And I think love is the foundation of providing that quality care within a design and a structure that allows for that ease, that freedom, that consistency and structure that they need. Because that's all we do is memory care. So,
yeah,
right.
you know, in other places, they're multifaceted. They can, you know, transfer from one to one on a same campus, where we're just a standalone, nice community
right.
that allows for all that. And
I just love that they're all the same.
Yes.
Because, you know, when I go to Publix,
yes.
sometimes I have to go to a different Publix. And this stuff isn't in the same place.
Yes.
And it bothers me.
And that's the supermarket.
Yeah.
So imagine if you're
that
living
drives
somewhere.
Me crazy.
Yeah.
Well, so, there's something to be said about structure and routine.
Exactly.
And,
well, especially
and
with the
care.
Disease, right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big... I just facilitated a support group at Arden Courts this morning.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, you know, the people that are in the support group are like... When I first brought my loved one to the community, you know, the big thing is I'm freaking out. I'm guilty that I'm leaving them here. And it turns out that the loved one was always fine.
Yes.
It was the caregiver that needed the help.
Yes.
Because the loved one comes into this, I call Arden Courts, it's like the womb. you know, and there's all loving people there, and it's a very homing, it's very familiar and everything. They can very easily become friends with people and find their place. And here, all of a sudden, is the caregiver home all by themselves that has maybe never lived by themselves in their life.
Right. And I think, you know, there's so much opportunity, too, for different levels of care and different types of therapies and physicians, anything that's available, plus programming that I think goes unnoticed a lot, that that could also be the hub of everybody's happiness and well-being. You talk about the Montessori effect or the Eden projects and things like that, is that you have all that added into all the different therapies and the offerings of all the professionals in a loving and inviting and, you know, environment. I really believe that makes a difference in the quality of care and life that that individual feels.
Yes.
And that's so important. I think one of the things we always try to stress is, you know, personally too, that I want everybody to feel loved.
Yeah.
I want everybody to feel nurtured and respected as the adults that they are, just because they have memory loss.
Yes.
Does not mean that they're a child. And I remember years ago, a professor had said that he had gone into multiple facilities and had heard some comments back in the day about, oh, well, this person is just like a child. And he came back to say to this large group of us, have you ever met an 80-year-old or a 90-year-old or a 100-year-old that's like a child? And he was like really adamant. And he goes, because I haven't. The difference is that they're behavioral. And as we say now, behavioral expressions are childlike. We all can be childlike.
Right.
But we're not children. And that makes a big difference, I think, in the respect and dignity.
Yes.
That all of us together, not only our residents, our families, but all of us in this world, when we talk about, oh, there's kindnesses left in this world. There's, you know, gentle, kind people. There are.
Yeah.
And we together, I think collectively at this table, all feel the same way, that, you know, to have the heart and the desire and passion, and some days are going to be tough.
Going
to be tough.
You better take your break, kiddo.
Muster on and try to help each other.
All righty, we're going to hear from our wonderful partners and sponsors right now, because, you know, if we don't hear from them, you don't hear from us. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
That's what friends are for.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Palm Garden is a mission-driven, patient-centered provider of post-acute healthcare services consisting of skilled nursing and rehab centers, outpatient rehab clinics, assisted living and memory care, and home care agencies conveniently located across the state of Florida. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals deliver quality care through innovative nursing and rehabilitation. Our mission is to create a compassionate environment for each person entrusted to our care and to inspire hope and healing by helping individuals achieve their highest level of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Whether you or a loved one is in need of short-term, long-term, respite, home care, or outpatient rehab services, Palm Garden can be there for you. Join us at one of our special events in June or July and take a tour of any of the five Bay Area locations, Clearwater, Largo, Pinellas, Tampa, or Sun City Center. Or visit us at www.palmgarden.com. That's www.palmgarden.com. Christine M. Payne is a dedicated educator, speaker, and wellness advocate for over 20 years. She is a champion in supporting caregivers and their families with personalized and tailored wellness plans and continued mentorship program. ChristineMPayne.com was created to provide a resource for health, hope, and emotional healing to every home through the gift of essential oil. Christine has a servant's heart, and her mission is to empower caregivers with educational services and natural healthcare solutions. As a national an international speaker and educator, Christine has provided the tools for individuals, corporate pilot programs, and service organizations on the topic of essential oils and proactive self-care. Did you know 60% of caregivers say they do not adequately take care of their own physical and emotional needs? Please contact Christine at 941-387-6800 or visit her at ChristineMPayne.com. That's ChristineMPayne.com. To start your journey of proactive self-care and for a complimentary class and wellness consultation.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
Are you concerned with memory loss? Memory loss can be devastating and can affect your activities of daily life. You may forget important appointments, have difficulty completing familiar tasks, or become socially withdrawn. RenStar Medical Research in Wesley Chapel, Florida offers study-related memory evaluations as a part of a research study given by clinical research professional. Call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 to speak with someone today. Having a memory evaluation is key to early detection of more serious memory problems and can help you plan for the future. Health insurance is not required. Again, call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 today to set up your memory evaluation appointment. You can also visit their website at www.renstar.net and like them on Facebook.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself,
and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yes, my friends, you know how you have to take care of yourself, because if you don't put the oxygen mask on your face first, you can't take care of everybody else. And you know, I hound that into you, and I'm going to continue to hound that into you because it's so very important. So we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Mary Jo a little bit more about Palm Garden.
What we were talking about before is the importance of acknowledging people for who they are, not childlike, but the adults and the life experiences that they had. And at Palm Gardens, we like to know our patients, our guests, our residents, for their life story, so that it's not the person down the hall with a room number.
Yeah, it's not bed five or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. We need to be able to be aware of all that they've gone through in their lives. These are people who've raised families, who've had jobs, who've had travel. So many things that we can talk about to bring back to their lives. They have a whole history. We come in the last chapter so often, right, of their lives. And we need to recognize all that they are.
And they're such great stories. The things you hear of.
Absolutely.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I keep saying absolutely to you.
That's okay. I used to say awesome a lot till Lynn made me stop saying it. But awesome. Yeah, I can remember one time was with Better Living for Seniors, and I was on this committee, and we hosted a consortium. And the title was We Love Seniors. So what we did is we went out to the different communities and asked them, could they have their recreation department? Could their activities director have their residents make centerpieces for us about their lives? And it was so interesting because one, it was just like this big thing of cotton and it had this plane on it. Well, this man was the first man to fly behind the Iron Curtain. You know, and in another one, it was like the woman's old roller skates with the chuck key for it and everything. She was a professional skater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just so interesting to hear the different stories, and they're so happy to share it. And especially with people with memory loss. Those memories, they still have lots of times.
Yes.
They can still get those, you know, and tell you those stories.
They sure do. They can tell a lot frequently about their childhood and their early adulthood and stories about their moms and their hometowns.
Yeah, whatever
that
their occupation was.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, we're dealing with people, not numbers. And we have to remember, everybody listening to this show, we're all going to be in this boat someday. And who do you want taking care of you?
Mm-hmm.
You allow pets to come there too, right?
We do. We have a whole group of therapy pets that come through, including Amos the horse.
The Wonder Horse. I met him
horse.
One time.
Oh, my Lord, I love him. And
is he a miniature?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He was on that other station we were on. He was a guest on one of the shows one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
the first
horse.
Time I saw him, I thought, oh, I can imagine, you know, calling your family later. You're a guest here and saying, there was a horse today. Oh, Mom.
Yeah.
You're in the right place.
Yeah. No, really.
Yeah.
But also, family members bring in their pets. We ask, of course, that their shots are up to date.
Of course.
And that the dogs are on a leash or
yeah.
well cared for. But it is something to go in. Just yesterday, I went into someone's room. The family had asked me to come down. And I walk in, and there's a great big black lab greeting me. I'm like, oh, hi. But, yeah, they'll come in. And it really children and pets are the things that really
delight
the day. Yes.
Yeah, it's part mm-hmm. of healing. It's mm-hmm. One of the most important parts of healing is your psyche, mm-hmm. is your feelings. And at Arden Courts, too, the same thing. You have, when I was at the support group this morning, somebody was brought in the dog to see her mom and left the dog with her mom during the support group.
That was, well, we have Biscuit, and we always call him Biscuit Boy, and he's a long dachshund, long-haired dachshund. is a great dog, and as soon as you greet him, he'll go right on its back and let you do belly rubs and things like that. So, and Cookie's my dog, and I can bring her to work, and she's a full Shih Tzu, and other therapy dogs or Project Pup, they come in. We have two residents that take care of their own cats.
Yeah.
And so they're independent in that. So, you know, it goes back to, you know, that freedom that you have, and it is still trying to, you know, encourage independence for as long as possible by encouraging them to do as much as possible for themselves and then having creatures there along with them to help them live that quality like you and I would on our own without...
Some seniors have nobody except their animal.
Yes.
They really have nobody except their animal. Now comes the time that they need to move into a community or they need to go into rehab or something. For them not to be with that animal...
Yes. And then for some of those that maybe grew up with a cat or a dog and can no longer take care of an animal, a live animal, that they have animals that look like a cat or a dog and make the sounds of a cat and a dog and will mimic that, and that can bring a lot of comfort too and joy to them. So, you know, along with babies that we have a resident that she will call that, this is Billy Boy, and come and hold Billy Boy, so I got to hold Billy Boy yesterday. And so there's a lot of wonderful things, I think, that it can be put into an activities program to help our residents live quality of life. And so the cats, the dogs, the children, the music. We also encourage our families to download music on an iPod and of their favorite tunes that they like to hear. So if they're ever anxious or they feel depressed,
it's their music. It's theirs.
They can put on the headsets, and one of our residents can dance beautifully. And her dance instructors come in twice a week. And the dance instructors try to get me to do the samba. Is it the samba? And I'm watching my feet doing it. And it's just one, two. It's like a square. One, two, pause, one, two. And I couldn't do it. And I'm watching our resident dance.
Like it's nothing.
Seamlessly across the floor. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it was so delightful to see her be able to do that with memory loss. But she still has those remaining skills. And it's fluid.
Well, you know, somebody was talking to me in a support group and saying that his wife doesn't, she's not too active anymore, but that they were listening to music the other day and Rock Around the Clock came on. Mm-hmm. And for some reason that just, you know, hit a point in her, and for the first time in many, many months, you know, she got up and she danced, and she danced with him, and then when they sat down, she leaned over to him and said, "Do you want to come back to my place?" And he said, it was just Perfect. So delightful for that 1 minute.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To have that 1 minute of clarity.
Yes.
And I find that in places that are nurturing and loving, those moments are more feasible, more able to happen, more able to be heard. Because if you're in a community that's like so busy and everything's going on all the time, you miss those little glimmers of hope. You miss that little bit. And the same thing with the caregivers at home. You're so busy worrying, are they taking medicine? Are they eating? That you miss some of that conversation.
And that's another good point too, is that when you're coming into a community where care is being provided, you're not only one-on-one anymore, you have, you know, a team of people, a lot of stimulation throughout. And then so when you do come in to visit, that's what you're coming in to do. You're coming in to visit. You're not here to provide care, even though
you're getting to be the wife or the daughter.
Right.
Exactly.
Instead of the caregiver.
And that makes people have peace of mind, you know, and the visits are wonderful that way. And we always say, too, you know, write down some of those moments of joy that you've experienced. Put them in a diary or a journal.
Right.
Journal it, because, you know,
you won't remember everything. You'll have
that
little...
Can't remember, and it's not always going to be there.
Right.
You know, so jot them down.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. And you know what? And take some time to jot down in a journal or whatever if you're not so happy. If some things are tough. I have some journals I just recently destroyed, actually. And angry. Scribble. Tears. But it was
you
something
and
that
me?
I...
Yeah, me.
No. But, it, you know, it was something that I needed to purge. I needed to get out. You know, and I needed to do it. And I think caregivers get just so overwhelmed holding everything in with everything that's going on. Get yourself into a support group. Because I'll tell you, it makes the world of difference. When you're in a room with other people that are going through the exact same thing as you're going through. Because if you're dealing with someone that has memory loss, and you've never dealt with someone that has memory loss, your friends don't have any idea. They don't have any idea. And the friends that are out there that don't have any idea, get some education about what's going on. Because we're all in this boat. You know, if we live long enough, we're all going to have some form of dementia, whether you like it or not. It's just, it's what it is. So reach out to people. Go visit somebody, one of your friends that's taking care of their spouse, whatever. Just go over, play a game of chess, do something. It makes a world of difference. So what else do you want to tell us about Palm Garden that you think our listeners... You have some private rooms there, don't you?
We do have quite a few private rooms. We are a 140-bed facility. We have 50 rehab beds and quite a few private suites. And I don't know the exact number.
It's okay. And how many locations do you have in this area?
We have five in this area. Clearwater, Pinellas, and Largo. Pinellas and Largo are both in Pinellas, and they're both in Largo, but they're two separate buildings.
Right.
I wondered where the Pinellas one came in. I was going...
we also have Tampa and Sun City. Okay. So, one of the things that did come up as you were talking about this in my mind was bringing up our gem moments. You know, we all like to do something for other people. And in Palm Garden of Largo, I see it all the time that we're able to, you know, buy some cupcakes for the family, get them flowers, whatever. As a company, Palm Gardens wants to support that. So we have these gem moments where if a CNA wants to go out and get Mrs. Jones a new pair of shoes, they'll pay for it.
Oh, wow.
So it's encouraging people to do what they want to do. Because when you can't always do it, it's difficult. But there are little things we can do all the time. We had a family this past weekend, I believe it was, last weekend, celebrate a milestone anniversary, like a 60th. And they went out and got flowers.
Nice.
And, you know, made sure they had a place to celebrate. And that's the kind of thing we would like to support.
Okay. You know, it's so wonderful that the people that are on this show today really know what it's like about caring for people, because it makes a big difference in how we approach this. But now we need to hear from our wonderful sponsors. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Keep smiling. Shining, knowing you can always count on me.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Are you concerned with memory loss? Memory loss can be devastating and can affect your activities of daily life. You may forget important appointments, have difficulty completing familiar tasks, or become socially withdrawn. RenStar Medical Research in Wesley Chapel, Florida offers study-related memory evaluations as a part of a research study given by clinical research professional. Call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 to speak with someone today. Having a memory evaluation is key to early detection of more serious memory problems and can help you plan for the future. Health insurance is not required. Again, call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 today to set up your memory evaluation appointment. You can also visit their website at www.renstar.net and like them on Facebook.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You know what that means when you hear that? Time to get your pen and paper because Lynn's got a lot of stuff to tell you.
Gonna wow you today.
All right.
Tonight, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Gaslight Square in St. Petersburg is a movie, Art in the City, about a homeless war veteran trying to survive living homeless in the streets of St. Petersburg. The movie starts at 7 p.m. with a saxophone performance before. Tickets are $10, which includes a raffle ticket, appetizers, and drinks. For more information, go to www.vactb.org.
That's all run by veterans.
It's fabulous. All right. On July 18th, oh, it's a bad day for me. It's colonoscopy day.
Oh.
Oh.
Good to know.
I won't be going.
Okay.
From 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in Freedom Square in Seminole is a seminar on preventing heat-related illnesses. RSVP to 727-215-1050. That's 727-215-1050. On July 21st, from noon to 5 p.m. at Seminole United Methodist Church, the Foundation for Healthy Living is having a special event to support families affected by disabilities. Tickets are $15. Please go to www.smartlivingevents.com. That's www.smartlivingevents.com.
Remember, guys, knowledge is power.
On August 15th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Art and Courts in Seminole, Tam Cummings will host a seminar on understanding the stages of dementia. For more information, please call 727-517-7800.
That's 727-517-7800. And call an RSVP for that. Tam Cummings is an outstanding speaker. She has a wonderful book called Untangling Dementia. She really knows her stuff, so if you can make it to that, call an RSVP. And you know what I tell you guys? The more knowledge you get, the better. You'll go out there, you'll meet other people, too, that are in the same boat as you, and you'll find out things that you're not going to find out anywhere else. So please do that. So, ladies, what final words do we have for today?
One of the things we talked about before the show was food. And if you've gone into any therapy department, you know we talk about food all day long. But one of the things at Palm Garden of Largo is we have Chef Edgar. We have a fantastic dining room. They call it a fine dining experience, so that our dining rooms are set up with the table set, with, you know, things that you would feel comfortable with. And as we had said, if you can go to look and smell and enjoy good food, that really is helpful.
Well, I think Lisa said to me the other day, some guy that was in rehab plays like bridge one night and actually had the whole group came in the dining room, and he had his bridge night even though he was in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, how very cool is that? And I believe it's November 7th. I'll have more information in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be doing a caregiver spa day there.
Oh, fantastic.
So caregivers will be invited into Palm Garden. I'll be there, and you'll have some chair massage and Reiki and chocolate-covered strawberries and some good stuff. So,
okay, Laura, we're going, right? Yeah. That one we can make.
Yeah, chocolate's always good. All right, caregivers, one of my last things today. I want you to go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com, and I want you to nominate a caregiver. Caregivers deserve to be recognized. And every single person that gets nominated, when I just call them, they're just like so delighted that somebody thought about them, because they're always thinking about everybody else. And the winner gets 8 hours of respite care, either from Assisting Hands Home Care, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Arden Court. So whichever respite care works best for them. And they get a massage and a facial and a haircut and a whole bunch of stuff. So go there. Also on ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com, you can hear the podcast of any of the shows. So if you didn't hear enough of my mouth today, you can hear it anytime you want.
Put it on a loop.
Put it on a loop. So thanks so much for being with us today. Thank you for my guests. I so appreciate both of you ladies. I am so grateful to be surrounded by people that want to make a difference in the lives of our elders. And love you, Lynn. And thanks, Peter. And thanks so much for joining us today, caregivers. I know it's not easy to get away, but I'm glad you're here today. Please like our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Thank you.
And you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's gone. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and